This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. When it comes to an Ohio running mate for Hillary Clinton, all of the talk up until recently has been about Senator Sherrod Brown, but another name is now being tossed around. Joining me to talk about possible vice presidential candidates is WVXU's politics reporter, Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So you wrote in your column yesterday about someone else who might be on the list of possible Democratic vice presidential candidates. Who is it?
Well, it's the former Attorney General of the state of Ohio, former State Treasurer Richard Cordray, who is now head of President Obama's Consumer Finance Protection Bureau. And this is all speculative at this point. I mean, there are a lot of people, particularly in Ohio, pushing for Cordray as a good, safe choice for Hillary Clinton for vice president.
So tell us about Cordray. What are the plus sides?
Well, the plus sides for him, number one, he's extremely intelligent. He's very competent. He's been elected in Ohio twice to statewide office, and Ohio is obviously a very important state. Now, he lost his last election, which was in 2010, which was a bad Democratic year, and he lost by just a percentage point or two to Mike DeWine when he was running for re-election as Attorney General. But he is somebody who has a track record of winning elections in Ohio. He is also, as head of this bureau in Washington, which looks out for consumers, particularly in the lending industry, he has recovered like $11.5 billion for consumers. $11.5 billion. For consumers who have been taken advantage of by unscrupulous lenders. And that's a pretty good thing to run on. That's kind of a good populist type issue that you can say, hey, look, I fought for the little guy. And, you know, he's been pretty successful at it.
What about drawbacks? Are there any?
Yeah, well, the drawbacks are, number one, outside of Ohio, nobody knows who he is. Now, that would change very quickly if he were to become the running mate, obviously. He's not the typical running mate who does, like, the attack dog role in a campaign where the presidential candidate acts, you know, more presidential and the person on the bottom of the ticket, you know, goes after the opposition hard. He's not that kind of politician. He's not a yeller. He's not somebody who's going to yell and scream. And, you know, he'd be very rational. I think he'd be great in a debate, a vice presidential debate. But, you know, if they want somebody to attack Trump and let Hillary Clinton concentrate on being presidential, it's probably somebody else.
So you say maybe not Sherrod Brown. Why not Sherrod Brown?
Well, here's the problem with Sherrod Brown, and everybody likes him. The Ohio Democratic Party would love to see Sherrod Brown as vice president. A whole lot of other people around the country would, too, because he is a very much a populist-type Democrat who would appeal to the Bernie Sanders crowd. You know, he has been talked about, but the problem is, If he ran and won the vice presidency, his Senate seat would be open, and it would be his replacement would be chosen by Governor John Kasich, a Republican. Now, Harry Reid, the Senate minority leader, that's the last thing he wants, is to lose another Senate seat, because he's trying in this election very hard, and they're spending an enormous amount of money to win back control of the Senate. And he does not want to give up a Senate seat for a vice presidential candidate.
So do you think Cordray is a likely choice?
I'm not saying he's likely at this point. I think he's under consideration. He may even be vetted. He was already vetted by the Senate for the job that he holds now. But I think he's somebody that the Hillary Clinton's campaign will have to look at as a possibility. But he's not a top-tier candidate at this point.
So just some speculation.
Just speculation.
Howard, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
If you'd like to learn more about Richard Cordray, you can read Howard's column at WVXU.org. Howard Wilkinson, of course, is WVXU's politics reporter. And you can read all of his stories at WVXU.org. And we should mention Howard will be attending both the RNC, Republican National Convention, and the Democratic National Conventions, and will be reporting from those starting next week.